This is Robert Martellacci of the Mindshare Learning Report, Canada's learning and technology e-magazine. On the eve of Intel's recent acquisition of Know, we're fortunate to have join us for a Mindshare Learning Moment to learn more about what inspired the recent announcement, John Galvin, Vice President of Sales and Marketing Group at Intel Corporation and General Manager of the World Ahead Program, an integrated product and marketing team focused on global education. Congratulations, and thank you for joining me this afternoon, John.
Thank you, Robert. It's a pleasure.
They've been a partner of Intel's for some time. What inspired you to acquire Know?
Well, the acquisition of Know really supports our overall strategic effort in education. We want to be able to build out a complete ecosystem of hardware that is designed and purpose-built for education, software that really provides an engaging and academic experience to the classroom, and digital content that really will help students learn, both offering educators the opportunity to be able to integrate that within their classroom and their lesson plan. And really, up till now, we've had a very limited investment within the content as part of that ecosystem. We've been working with Know for some time as a partner, as you mentioned. We use their e-reader as part of the DAC that we put out on hardware through our customers. And as we looked at the overall platform, and the opportunity that they were really going to be able to provide to us, to be able to work with publishers to develop rich digital content faster for better time to market, do it more cost effectively, and allow us to be able to grow that capability internationally. It felt like the right time and really the right company to be able to bring in and integrate as part of our overall solution.
Very cool. The landscape is changing dramatically. I've equated it to the Wild West.
The landscape is changing dramatically. New players, some of them big, some of them small, very dynamic.
Intel's education focus has been very active in developing countries such as Portugal with the Classmate one-to-one initiative that I'm familiar with that was very successful. What plans do you have for developed countries like Canada and the U.S.?
We appreciate the reference to Portugal. It was a very significant win for us, and we were able to take that really as a case study or as a reference as we've worked with other countries around the world. When we formed the new Intel Education team last year, we wanted to ensure that we had a global focus, developing and delivering education both developed and developing countries. And again, we believe our approach really is a complete package, and we recognize that package needs to be different when we're going into a developed country than what we would bring into one that is more within that developing stage. And so what we're working on are, you know, designs that really provide much more of a rugged experience that will still be accepted within mature markets. We're making sure that our overall application stack is flexible enough that as we're going into countries like the U.S. or Canada, we're still providing them the applications they need. We're recognizing they already have some education applications as part of their stack. And now we're also going to be able to work with them on a content offering that really aligns with the curriculum and the publishing agreements that they already have in place. And so our North America sales team is very excited about Know coming in as part of our overall portfolio. They're going to be fully trained on it tomorrow and expect that they will be engaging with their customers over the next couple of weeks and be talking to them very proudly about this new offering that we have. And then we really need to be able to work with the Know management team and identify the next countries that we're going to go into. One of the things that was very attractive to us about the Know acquisition was that they offer us a platform that we think that we can take internationally very quickly and be able to solve real problems in other countries. And to your question, that, you know, will certainly be within mature markets in Western Europe, potentially Australia, as well as even working with some of the publishers in the developing markets as well.
Well, it really solves a problem. It's been a conundrum in terms of an efficient delivery system that aggregate a multiple offering of publishers into one convenient space, if you will. And Know has done a great job as a startup in blazing a trail and pulling together some of the top brands and make it a one-stop shop, more or less.
Yes, absolutely. We've been engaging with publishers ourselves and looking for opportunities to be able to work with them and advance their overall digital offering within the know already has relationships in place with 75 publishers in the United States, all of the multinationals, and we think it's a great opportunity to be able to work with those publishers, do more within North America, but also look at international expansion where we can, as well as be able to bring on new publishers as we go into some additional countries as well.
And device agnostic.
It is device agnostic, which you know, may, I guess, raise some questions for people since you know, we have platforms that are using Intel processors.
Right.
And we think, obviously, though, that we have to be able to support all of the different operating systems that come on the different platforms. And that's what education requires today. We think that, obviously, Intel is always the best choice, but we know that different schools, districts, and even countries are going to look at all of the options that they have. And, you know, BYOD, or bring your own device to school, is going to create an environment where you will have different devices, different operating systems within a single school. And so the solution really is going to have to be able to work across those devices and ideally do that in a very seamless way for the students and the teachers.
Absolutely. You beat me to it on the BYOD. I was just about to mention that we had our EdTech Leadership Summit last week, and the whole concept around mobile learning and BYOD is huge. Granted, the infrastructure isn't quite there yet. I think in our study, we commissioned this past year, second annual EdTech survey, about 3/4 of teachers have access to wireless in the classroom. I'm not sure what it's like in the U.S., but there's still a bit of a ways to go. But, you know, the tipping point has arrived, if I can use that classic Malcolm Gladwell jargon, fellow Canadian, by the way, from Waterloo, Ontario.
We can't avoid BYOD. I mean, we aren't seeing it happen in hearing people talk about it. We think it's something that we're going to have to address in the long term. Connectivity is still an issue in all markets, as you said, Canada, U.S., and as we go to some of the developing countries, you know, a bigger concern. But with 3G becoming more readily available, we're just seeing connectivity happen in different ways. So it's not necessarily as big broadband access that we've talked about in the past.
Now, you've got a proliferation of devices coming online. It is Christmas season. Traditionally, a lot of new products are released around this time. Are there a couple of devices that you can cite or that are interesting to education that are in terms of tablets?
I can. We work designing and defining devices specifically for education. We started with the Classmate PC. This year, we are now working on some tablets that we have designed and are going to market through an original design manufacturer out of Taiwan in China, where some of our customers are now going to be bringing those tablets into education. So that is what I am most excited about, is we have a 10-inch Android tablet that's been developed just for education. It's ruggedized, so it can withstand a 70-centimeter drop test, actually multiple drop tests. And as Lisa and I were just talking before we got on the phone with you, we were citing actually a customer experience that I had recently where I had sent them one of our tablet prototypes for them to take a look at and see if they were actually going to sell and market it into education, and met with them last week, and as I was standing talking to him, you know, he dropped the tablet in front of me, picked it up, cracked it, and, you know, pointed out to me that it was still working. So,
excellent.
Very excited about that.
Fantastic. Well, we'd love to review one when we can get our hands on one, so keep us in mind.
Yeah, I will absolutely share one with you. We are very excited about it. And, you know, with a lot of the press that we're seeing right now, where, you know, schools are reporting screen breakages that, you know, really go beyond what they were prepared for, we really think this is a way that we can equip our customers still in schools with what will really be a tablet designed specifically for the education experience.
Well, that's an excellent point. I mean, we do our best as adults not to drop our own personal devices that are rather expensive, and it happens. And, you know, you can only imagine with kids, accidents happen. And so you really did your homework and listened to the customer in terms of the form factor and features and feature set.
Well, thank you. That's important to us. We have a small team that focuses only on that. that we actually send them out to classrooms to see how teachers are using technology and what are some of the problems that they have. And, you know, part of our role, we believe, is to be able to proactively help solve those problems for our customers and for the educators so that technology really can be more widely adopted within the classroom.
Now, you've wasted no time in integrating, though. You've got your training coming up with your teams, and I'm impressed by that, given that you're such a large organization. So what could education leaders expect to see from Intel and know in terms of offerings, and when might that happen at the grassroots level?
Yeah, well, thank you for asking that question. Know's developed a variety of education products that really fit very well into education. We were using their e-reader as part of our platform and accessing, again, the digital text that they had created. But in addition to that, they've created a learning platform that really allows for in-classroom social sharing. It has integrated assessments that the teachers can use to better enable the overall introduction. But more importantly, to be able to then use the analytics engine that NO has developed be able to adapt how they deliver content to the students as well as look at the results that they're getting back. They also have a complete distribution mechanism built in for the teachers as part of a console so that they can manage the book licensing as well as send content out to student devices and bring it back in. And you know, what we've really heard from teachers consistently is that they want more than just a PDF or a flat digital text.
Absolutely.
They really want content that engages students, that the students can interact with. And NO's ingestion engine of digital content really allows the publishers to be able to get to that rich digital experience much faster and much more cost-effectively. So what we want to be able to do is be able to take that entire platform out to educators, expose them to it. As you said, we are training our sales force in North America tomorrow on the NO platform. I expect that they will be out talking to their customers about it over the next couple of weeks. We will be attending BET, the educational conference in London.
Yes, I'm familiar with it. I've been there a few times.
Okay, so that's terrific.
Great conference.
It's a big conference. And it'll be a good conference for us to be able to introduce the NO platform. And we've created essentially a classroom with some demo materials around it, but we will be able to actually bring teachers into our classroom at the event where they can actually demonstrate what the platform can do and what its capabilities are.
Now, from a Canadian perspective, because, you know, it is Canada that we reside in here and the land of Rob Ford, our infamous mayor, the publishers in Canada, they will be integrated, if they're not already, with NO eventually?
Yeah, what we really want to be able to do is work with the publishers around the world. I'm very interested in working with the Canadian publishers. We think that this is really a vehicle for them to be able to go to digital much more quickly and cost-effectively than they could on their own. And, you know, I'm still a big advocate for the creation of educational applications and understand that the publishers will continue to work on that. But in terms of them actually taking their existing library and going to digital and being able to enrich digital, we would love to have a very deep engagement with all of them.
Excellent. So in terms of your own technology, and, you know, we all have our favorite technology we can't do without, and I love asking this question, what's one of the technologies you can't do without? I know I was at the science conference this morning, and an astronaut was presented, and he said he had forgotten his PDA at home, and it just was driving him nuts the whole time. And so I gravitate to mine, but, you know, there are multiple tools that we have available to us. What device do you tend to gravitate to that you can't do without on a daily basis?
My current favorite device is the device I mentioned a few minutes ago. It's our new 10-inch tablet.
Oh, okay.
So I'm now carrying it around with me.
Nice.
To access my business email. I'm testing it real time and making sure that it really can withstand the real life drop test and just everyday use. You know, being shoved into my briefcase, and that it still comes out working. So
fantastic.
That's the favorite device right now.
Now, is there a name to this device, or is it?
Well, since we really just designed the device, we don't name it.
I mean, right, and then so it's branded by whoever partner you forge a deal with in whatever region you're in.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Okay, very good. Any final thoughts to share with our listenership here in the Great White North, and it's getting colder every day? I'm very envious of you living in California, by the way.
I won't point out to you then that it's 70 degrees and sunny here today.
Okay, so take away the zero, and that's what we have Celsius. And I was literally, because it was sunny today, thinking this could be a golf day for me at 7 Celsius. I'm prepared to golf if I could, but time did not permit, so I'm very jealous.
Well, I won't rub that in.
Thank you.
Final thought really is, this is a very exciting time for education, and it's a very exciting time for Intel and education. We want to advance education worldwide and make sure that technology and the software and the content and solutions are all there. And really, for me to be bold, my goal would be that over the next decade, we create and extend computing technology to really be able to connect and enrich the lives of every student and to do that globally.
Well, I commend you for your leadership individually and as a company. It's hard work, and Intel just keeps getting more exciting, and the innovative piece of the puzzle is certainly coming to the forefront here and in your reputation as a leader. And I guess I should also mention before we wrap up that you've got some great resources in the K-12 blueprint that are available both globally and in Canada. And it's the K-12 blueprint, I guess, .ca and .com. And
we have quite a few resources to make available to your teachers, your educators, parents, and IT decision makers around technology and education, including sample lesson plans, professional development, and we're going to continue to enrich those offerings. It's actually a very good focus of ours.
Well, excellent. I thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule, John.
Robert, thank you. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, my pleasure. That was John Galvin, Vice President of Sales and Marketing Group at Intel Corporation and General Manager of the World Ahead Program. My name is Robert Murdlachi of the Mindshare Learning Report, and until next time, keep the learning curve steep.